It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
There's been a whole, I guess, flurry of bad news for the Braves, from starting out the season in a hole to continuing to dig that hole, losing to the Dodgers 6-1 last night. The other news that came out yesterday was that their offseason acquisition, Yerkson Profar, he received an 80-game ban for PED violation, which has already began, and he will not be paid during this time, and he also will not be eligible during the postseason.
Yeah, there is one. He took chorionic gonadoptrin.
Sure. That's why I just said PED. Yeah.
The old wordsmith that is Squidbillard.
It's a hormone, Tiff, that helps produce testosterone. Now, that's not a big word. That's a ridiculous word. I think one thing I saw for was HCG. But it's the same thing Manny Ramirez got popped 4 years ago. I'm so frustrated and depressed over this. Like, I mean, everything that can go wrong with the start of the season has, and I'm just looking for a bright spot in a rainy day, you know, like
I was bright. You know, one of my friends texted me yesterday and they said, man, it's a worst case scenario for the start of the break, and I was like, be very careful saying this is the worst case scenario,
but it feels like it right now. It does.
It definitely could be worse. But yes, I understand what you're saying. No, I'm with you. Like it's today's a hard day. You got three pieces of news yesterday, if you include the loss, the suspension, the Ronaldo Lopez news.
Yeah,
and
My favorite. You know, my favorite reaction to it was, do you know he can't play in the postseason this year? And I'm like,
I just read that, but I knew what you were going to say. That's why I said if there even is one.
Yeah, but you know, I'm just talking about, that's the responses that I got. That I was reading through text messages I was getting yesterday when this happened, and I'm like, dude, we got to get to the postseason. I mean, all is well. Okay, you got Chris Sale on the mound tonight. All is well. Marcell Ozuna is going to go yickety tonight, and I predict that Austin Riley will be on base, and the Braves win 2-1.
The look on your face of scratching and clawing to pick who was going to be on base.
You know,
this is going to do it.
Do you know Raisel Iglesias pitched last night?
Yes.
Do you know why he pitched?
Because he hasn't had any save opportunities.
Yeah.
And so, dude, it's like all you can do is commiserate. Like, that's all you can do at this point.
All is well. Keep the faith.
Yeah.
You know, this is where people always tell me, they get mad at me with the foul. Oh, you're just too positive. You're not hard enough on them. Well, sure, but I'm also not overly hard on the Braves either. And I'm not, because I know that they have been a great organization for a long time. And they've done a good job of kind of staying out of things like this, where they haven't been bitten by the PED suspensions. But
that's actually a good point.
They're an organization too that you guys want to blame Alex, and Alex is doing what he can do. Alex Anthopoulos, it is what he can do with what he's able to spend. And Profar, the signing looked like a great deal. Guy coming off career year, you got to kind of got him for a bargain. What 3 or 4 years, $80 million.
Yeah.
Good on base percentage. Well, this definitely taints it a little bit. Yeah. I would say that. This makes it, this dampens the outlook on it.
What did we just sign on to?
But I think Tiffany told us earlier that they can recoup some of the salary, or they get a break from some of it.
It's about $6 million, from my understanding.
So, but this is not why they signed Verdugo. To me, this is why they got Fairchild. I do not believe they knew this before.
I just want to know the timeline. Well, I tend to agree with you, but I would love to know how long they've known about this.
I would say this. This is, look, no conspiracy theorists. I'm not going to be conspiracy theorist squid on this one. When they found out was when they started making calls, and then shortly thereafter, Stuart Fairchild was acquired by this team. I think that's when they found out. That's my belief.
Okay. Let me just.
That doesn't mean he wasn't tested in spring training.
I agree.
They just didn't get
okay,
it back. But
my
that's
question
when
they
found
would be:
out.
He said this happened this offseason. That was his exact quote. At what? Like, how long? If you're the league and you know about this, were you going to wait to tell the Braves and just
remember,
kick them while they're down here?
And you know this. Remember, and I think Dylan, get to Googling because or Bingin, whichever one you want to do. But I'm pretty positive that when they do these tests, they take two samples and they run one through, and if it gets flagged, they run another one through, and they almost like cross-reference them or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And so that could take a little bit of time, and then they have to notify the Players Association, notify the team, notify the player. To be frank, there's no appeal. So does that mean he already appealed?
That's my biggest question.
So,
because that would make the timeline make more sense to me. If they found out when they, 2 weeks ago before the Verdugo move.
March 20th when they signed him.
Right, there you go. And so what is that, 10, 11, 12 days ago? That would make more sense to me. Is there an appeal? Yes, went through appeal process, whatever. And I don't know this, and you do. Maybe they only test the B sample when there is an appeal. Maybe that's what the appeal is. Maybe the B sample is to go back and say, oh, well, let's check the levels on this one.
I got to think that they do, that they go ahead and test it once it comes up positive. They want to make sure. But again, I'm not 1,000% on this. It's, this would have been a great day to have Grant, because he might have had more information on it. But I don't know. I just know that it's not what you expected, and this organization will commit everything they can, I know, to salvaging this season. And I say salvaging it, we're five games in. But that's the reality of what 0-5 is, Tiff.
So who steps up now?
You got, well, and right now you got to hope it's Chris Sale, right? And that's what you have an ace for. That's why you call a guy a stopper. Because he can hopefully stop the bleeding, and he can get back out there, and he can shut down the Dodgers lineup tonight, which is just ridiculous. You thought San Diego's lineup was tough. The Dodgers lineup's just ridiculous. But if Chris Sale can go out there and pitch 7 innings tonight and be efficient and not have the big first inning the way he did last Thursday, and actually make it to where you don't have the bullpen piece together 4 innings, we didn't even – We didn't even talk about the fact that Hector Neris is not a part of this team anymore.
Yeah, we had Chavez last night.
Yeah, Chavez gets the pitch last night, gives up a tater. So hopefully Chris Sale can be the stopper that you need, be the ace that you need, and go out there and stop the bleeding. I don't have any faith that Atlanta's going to score a run, though.
That's such a great point. You got Sale tonight. Sale will come in. He'll give you 6 to 7 innings. He'll maybe one run. And then you got Ronaldo Lopez tomorrow night, right?
No.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. More great news.
So he's he goes on the 15-day injured list with a right shoulder injury.
It is backdated. That's very important.
It is backdated to March 29th.
That's right, which means, you know.
Yeah, evidently this flared up in his bullpen session, his side session.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dude, remember those offseason calls with San Diego where there was rumors that Dylan Cease and with the Padres and the Braves were talking about Dylan Cease? If I'm Alex, so what'd you want for Dylan Cease?
we talk about thrift shopping for the Falcons. The Braves are in the same boat. Like they're thrift shopping. This is not top of the line Mets, you know, whatever, whoever it is, Dodgers, Yankees, even the Padres at times, whatever, whoever else you want to throw out there. That's not what's happening. This is more of like the DIY shows where they're in like a small town Mississippi and they're going, you know, to see if they can find a bargain at one of the thrift shops and, you know, turn like a door into a table. That's what they're doing.
Or maybe you're going to rebuild a car, but instead of buying all the parts off of the OEM website, you go to the salvage yard.
You go to a U-Bullet.
Have you ever done that?
Yeah, I've been to a U-Bullet, man.
Dude, I've been out. I've walked many salvage yards with my dad looking. He was redoing a Mustang for my sister.
Need a headrest? A visor? Yeah, you go. Yeah, that's it. But
look,
again,
someone left a flathead screwdriver in the back seat.
to my point, that's what the Braves are doing. This is not a situation where you're going to go to the dealership. You're going to go to the U-Bullet. And you're going to try to piece something together that runs and, you know, see if you can fire off that hoopty for a little bit longer.
Or when you go to Amazon, you're like, man, I really want the new one. I'll get the refurbished one. Yeah,
and you go on the five-month payment plan.
Yeah, get that refurbished. Hey, I'm going to do that right now. There's no shame in that.
I'm going to kick the can down the road.
That's what the Falcons will do if they restructure, Kirk's trying to.
Yes.
Kirk's going to kick a couple years down the road.
Yes.
We'll pay that $200 next week.
Oh, man. We're going to turn a door into a table.
Just real quick,
call it a table.
From what I found from my extensive research, it seems like, to Bo's point earlier, that you only really get tested once. It doesn't look that you get really a second try. So from what I read from the MLB's drug policy.
Yeah, but they take two samples of it.
They take two samples from each test. That's the question.
Yes.
When do they test the B sample is the question. It's honestly, I don't know that we'll know the answer. I don't know what else you would appeal if you're not appealing for the B sample to be tested. Are you appealing like how that you ate something that you accidentally ingested it? I don't know. But other than that, I don't know why you would even have an appeal if there is an appeal.
Well, if you were going by the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency.
USADA.
Which I don't believe, I'm not sure, Major League Baseball does. But they that occurs within 10 days after the athlete's request that their B sample is analyzed. So each player shall be tested upon reporting to spring training. So that's when the test happened.
Yeah.
For a ProFAR. But I don't know about the B sample for Major League Baseball yet.
What if 10 days lined up perfectly with the Alex Verdugo signing, and you, on that day, you found out, you signed Verdugo, and you said, all right, test the B sample just to see.
Yeah.
That would make a lot of sense.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, from conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.